That's right. That's right. That's right. Hear me. Hear me. Hear me.
It's the three P. It's the three P show with Chase on the microphone. He's gonna break down his favorite bands across the land. Across the land.
It's the three P show. With the Chase from Untitled and Unbridled.
What in the H is the three-peat show? Well, let's talk about it real quick. I had a little brainstorm. Last week, you could tell I was bored to death on our little summer mini-cast, or mine. Alex hasn't done one still. You can bug him about that. But I was bored with the format. I didn't feel it was flowing very well. I was by myself. I wanted something to spice it up. So I got this idea. And I thought about it while thinking about the band that I'm going to start off the inaugural 3-peat podcast with. You know, I have a ton of favorite bands that I've never chronicled on this show because I'm doing something that's kind of newer or something like that. And so I wanted to go back and focus on one band and get you really into them and show how they've progressed their musical career, how they've stayed true to their roots, either one. Kind of like really what we both started this podcast to do was to highlight our favorite bands, and we were originally going to call the podcast, like, you know, Everything You Thought You Knew About Your Band, or we were going to try and be very informational with it, and we just decided to take the more goofy route, and it's a lot of fun. I mean, I love you and you, and I hope you do too, but for the summer, I'm going to try this out, and if it works, and maybe when we have off weeks with you and you, or I know me and Alex are going to be living together, but it shouldn't be that much of a problem. We'll have a three-peat in there somewhere because I've got tons of people I want to do. Let me break down first what the criteria is. Generally, I'm looking for a band that has had at least three albums, but that'll probably change. There's really no limit. I mean, if I like them, I like them. You know, I'll try not to do ones that are so obvious like Third Eye Blind right off the bat because I've already played them a few times. And, you know, I'll just take a look at, you know, my library and find stuff that I think I like. So here's how it works. First off, I'll play three songs by the band. I'll play a first song, which is early in their career. Then I'm going to play a song by a band that influenced the band that's featured. I'm going to play a song from the middle of their career, maybe a highlight from a middle album or, you know, something, just another song. And then in between the second song and the third song, I'll play a band that is kind of akin to them, more from a modern time, or maybe from their time, that this band possibly influenced, which today I don't know if that really applies, but it's a band that's fairly similar. At least that's what Pandora tells me. So anyway, and then the last song is a song that's late in their career, maybe off a recent album, or in today's case, coming off an upcoming album. So, without further ado, let's get started. The band I am using the first three-peat podcast for is The Stills. The Stills are from Canada. I found out about them back when I was in 10th grade. So this was like one of the very first indie bands I ever got into, especially during my Blink-182 stage. They're from Canada. Let's see. They've got four band members. There's Tim Fletcher, Dave Hamlin, Liam O'Neill, and Oliver Corbell. They used to have Greg Paquette, but he left. I don't remember why he left. Oh, finish school. All right, well, that's not very cool. Anyway, they have two albums out. Their debut album, Logic Will Break Your Heart, came out, I believe, in 2003, that's right. Then their second album, Without Feathers, came out in 2006. And they have a third on the way for August 19th called Oceans Will Rise. And I'm going to play a song from each of these albums. So let's go ahead and start off. This first song is called Gender Bombs, and it's like an incredible song off Logic Will Break Your Heart. Logic Will Break Your Heart definitely had 80s moody influence, such as The Smiths and Echo and the Bunnymen and Joy Division, and they kind of got lumped in there with Interpol group, which I think is a dang shame. But this is the second track off Logic Will Break Your Heart, and I just love the guitar line. I think it's a fantastic song, and the whole album is really good. It feels a little dark and moody, but we'll get more into the feel of their albums on the second song by them. So here it is. This is Gender Bombs by The Stills off Logic Will Break Your Heart. That. So let's move right along. So, in how we're going to start doing this business, the second song is a band that influenced the said band. So, a band that influenced the Stills. And I've already mentioned their name. We could have gone with the Smiths. That would have been a very easy choice because it's definitely pertinent to their style. But I thought I'd go with the more, not obscure, because I mean, they're not really that obscure, I guess. But I'm talking about Echo and the Bunnymen. The song I'm going to be playing is probably familiar to you. It's called The Killing Moon and is in Donnie Darko, which has a fantastic 80s soundtrack. So if you have not seen that movie, check it out. And if you have not seen that movie, also check out Southland Tales. That's Richard Kelly's second film, and it is a head trip. I don't even know if I like it. I got to see it again, but it was weird. Anyway, this is The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunny Man. I don't know which actual album it's off of. It's off a greatest hits thing that I have. Let's see, what is it called? I don't even know. Let me look for you real quick. Songs to Learn and Sing. So it's a collection of their singles. But it's kind of a long song. But anyway, just I hope you enjoy it and try and make the connection with the first song to this one, because this still's kind of changed their style a little bit on their next album. And we'll get into that in a second. But here's The Killing Moon by Echo and the Bunnymen.
perfect anthem. He will wait until you give yourself to him.
Alrighty, we're gonna move right along into the second song from The Stills. This track is off their second album, Without Feathers, which came out in 2006, and I remember getting it as my senior year of high school, and it came out the same day as Snow Patrol's second album, or not second album, but their second big album, Open Your Eyes, and I gotta say, I definitely enjoyed Without Feathers a little more. I was reading up on some reviews of it, and people said it went into the more category, capital M-O-R, and that's, oh man, what does it mean? Crap, I'm supposed to be, you know, all prepared for this business, but I'm not. Let me see what it is. Middle of the road rock, more 70s-esque versus 80s. And, you know, I had always said I thought they did a very, very good progression in their musical style, and this one's definitely not near as dark as Logical Break Your Heart. One reason for that is their drummer had to take over guitarist roles, Dave Hamlin. And the songs that he wrote, he ended up singing. And honestly, if you didn't know, you wouldn't be able to tell that Tim Fletcher wasn't singing on some of the songs. So that's kind of an account for the difference in style. But either way, I think Without Feathers is a fantastic album. It's got some great songs on there, and it sounds really good, like the production. I really like the way the overall album sounds. The song I'm going to be playing is called It Takes Time, and it's definitely a departure from something like Gender Bombs, as most of the album is. You're going to have to check it out yourself. I really hope you do. And so without further ado, here's It Takes Time by The Stills off of their second album, Without Feathers. We'll be right back. love how, like, the drums kind of have that thing you do feel, that ga-ga, ga. It's great. Anyway, so what I'm going to be doing now is playing a song from a band that is kind of similar or might spark your interest if you like what you're hearing today. And I really don't know if this applies too much, but the band I am playing that's kind of akin to the Stills is Say Hi to Your Mom. And the song I'm playing is called Snow Cones and Puppies off their album Impeccable Blahs. And I don't know much about Say Hi to Your Mom. I only have that album. But I do know that they changed, shortened their name to just Say Hi. And I think they're quite chameleons in their genre. So I'm not sure. You might want to check up on that. But anyway, the song I'm playing, again, is called Snow Cones and Puppies off Impeccable Blahs. This is Say Hi to Your Mom. I really don't have much else to say. I think this album came out in 2004. I don't know. I'm not going to look. So, forget it. Screw your mom. All right? Okay. Here we go.
Watching you.
Okay, so we're reaching the end right here. What I've got for you now is a song that's coming off of The Still's third album, which was released August 19th. They moved to Arts and Crafts, which is home to, like, Broken Social Scene and Stars, I think. All those Canadian indie rock bands that we all love. And I think it's definitely a better fit for them. They were on Vice. Anyway, the album is called Oceans Will Rise. And this is actually, I think, going to be the first single. But let's be honest, you're not going to be hearing a single from The Stills on the radio, so it doesn't matter. And I think it's a great song, and I think it blends elements of both the two previous songs I've played. And they've got a bunch of songs available on their MySpace, which is myspace.com/thestills. You can check it out. And I am very excited about this album. I cannot wait. It'll be a great way to kick off the school year, because, I mean, I will be back at Belmont, and I'll be ready and raring to go, and I'll need an album to carry me through some busy times. But I'm excited, and I think you should be too. So let's check out Being Here by The Stills off of Oceans Will Rise, which comes out by Arts and Crafts on August 19th, 2008, the year of our Lord. To do this before this song, but I did want to read what they've been saying about the album Being Here coming out. Let's see, I gotta find it. All right, So Tim Fletcher said they've never felt such a raw energy of inspiration before. They've never felt more driven collectively as a band as they do right now, and I think you can feel that throughout the album, as we do right now. So anyway, should be good stuff. I'm excited to hear it. You should be excited to hear it. And that's it for the first three-peat show. I might also be playing just a random song at the end like we normally do. Like next week I'll probably have my favorite song off Viva La Vida by Coldplay. I don't know. But I don't know how I'm going to do it. So I'm open to suggestions and everything. You can send your stuff still to untitledandunbridled@gmail.com. And I will take some requests. If it's a band I like, if there's somebody you want me to chronicle, then I'll do so. Hopefully I can get some more information on some bands. The stills were hard to find things, like articles and reviews for. So, I don't have anything to leave you with. Maybe I'll play the theme song again, because whoever sung it sounded fantastic. I don't know who sang it. I put it into an agency, and they got somebody to sing it in a crappy falsetto. So, anyway, I'm Chase Meisenheimer. I'm signing off, and I hope you guys enjoyed the first installment of Three-Peat, hopefully the first of many to come. And I'll see you guys next week.
It's a three-peat show with Chase on the microphone. He's gonna break down his favorite bands across the land, across the land.
This has been the Three-Peat Show with Chase Meisenheimer.